Welcome to Sounds Like Lunch. Jo and I are at the Roman Dig in Silchester, where Jenny Halstead is artist in residence, documenting life on a dig before the site is backfilled and returned to farmland. And Jenny gives me a little art lesson along the way as well.
Well, very, very, very long time ago, some very different people would have been sitting down, maybe to eat similar foods or some very different foods. We're having lunch here in a field at Caliva Atrebatum. Jenny Halstead is the artist in residence here. Jenny, it's an absolutely fascinating sight, just looking and listening to what people are doing, digging and discovering. And what's emerging for me is that the place is full of characters. Is your work as an artist as much about the people as it is about the found objects?
I think it is, yes, absolutely, because they're only found through the people and the dedication and enthusiasm of everybody that's working here.
Mm. And your project's called Life at a Dig.
Yes, but we've called it sort of Silchester Life on the Dig. It's just what life is like, you know, from day to day. The camping, social activities in the evening. Just the whole spirit of it, I think, yes.
Your own artistic background includes some very important medical illustration as part of your own skills, which have to be, I guess, completely accurate. But this, life on the dig, is something different completely.
Yes, it's similar in as much as I'm here from the beginning. Like when I was doing medical illustration and I was watching an operation, I would go in with the surgeon, I'd see it right from the beginning, even though I might work it into just one drawing, because I'd understand what was happening. And that's why an artist, perhaps over and above a photographer, has to understand. You can't draw what you don't understand. So in medical stuff, that was knowing exactly what was happening and then being able to interpret for the audience. This, I think, is probably a little easier because it's obvious and we all get excited by what they are finding, but it's the life, and I hope I'll be able to bring out what I see as the sort of exciting bit of it and some of the idiosyncrasies, like the cows peering over the hedge at what everybody's doing.
You can make up a narrative of your own, I suppose. Is that really fulfilling for an artist?
Yes, it is. So that's why I'm doing lots of sketching here, just tonal work, and then working it up when the dig's over, and I've got lots of time at home to think how to show this work. You know, if I'm working it into paintings, it gives me time to compose, you know, because all pictures need a narrative, they need a storyline. And also the colour, the palette you're using, so you get a different feel, so you get brilliant colours of certain things, like even the plastic bucket with all the nail brushes and the toothbrushes in, you know, which they use for brushing the fines. Just this colourful wow. That's in contrast with all the earthy colours that we're finding actually on the excavation.
I was really surprised at how light you travel. I was expecting easels and colours and huge blocks of paper, but you've got basically a sketchbook and two implements with you.
Yes.
What have you brought?
I've just brought, yes, I have a sketchbook, which is spiral bound, so I can fold it back so you can work on your wrist, which is kind of nice, and just a water-soluble pen and a water pen, or just a brush that holds water, aqua pen, I think it's called. So it's just the two things. And with that, I work in line, then I loosen the line with the water, so I've got a tonal study, and you can create and recreate things very, very quickly. You can capture what's going on because light is so important to an artist. If somebody's against the light, then they're in silhouette, bits of light capturing top of a hat or his shoulders. That's the thing to a figurative artist that you want to capture.
Mm.
I'm never quite sure what I'm going to do with the information. The sketchbook becomes a database of figures doing things so that I can use them in finished paintings, you know, should I want somebody to be digging or figures to be doing different things.
So the scene we're looking at isn't necessarily a scene that's going to become...
Not necessarily,
A person-to-person composition, but the figures and the stances and the way in which people are working will translate very much into your work.
Absolutely. Because the weather is lovely, lots of people wearing shorts and then socks and big boots, you know, this image that you're getting throughout the whole of the site.
And there's a lot of energy. I can feel everyone's concentration just sort of bouncing off the site. I'd always thought of it as being very physical work. There's a lot of digging and lifting and moving of things around, but actually perhaps the greatest amount of energy is in people's minds at the concentration of detail, not wanting to miss anything at all.
Absolutely. I mean, you can see that person there, head almost to the ground with his arm down a hole, you know, he's just troweling away. So, you know, it's very, very physical in as much as they are close to the earth. What's happened now is that the sun's gone in, so for me it's not quite so exciting. You can see colours more clearly when there's no sun, but you don't get shadows.
No.
And it's shadows that are lovely because, you know, you get highlights on a white T-shirt. One side will be in shadow, so it's a lovely bluey colour, and light catching on the top of shoulders or head or whatever. And they cast a shadow, and that's what makes it exciting. And you can see now it's gone sort of almost quite dead by comparison.
You were saying that you move your lines around with water, and I've just watched you doing exactly that, but with really fine precision as well, capturing the tones, the light and the shade. I'm going to ask a really stupid question, but how difficult is it to do as beautifully as you do it?
Well, putting the line down, I love drawing, so it's drawing, it's trying to capture what's going on there. And using the line and using a pen means you do learn how to make decisions quickly, which is when if I'm ever teaching, I always tell people, no, leave the pencil, because you'll be fuffing around with a rubber and rubbing it out. You know, pen, you've got to make a decision. So you look harder, you make that decision. And then with this fine water pen, I'm just lifting and shifting the line, so I've got a bit of tone. So it's giving me a lot more form in what I'm drawing rather than just a linear.
So it's pen, not pencil.
Yeah, for that very reason. Pencil smudges, but doesn't do quite what you want.
I think you've just undone everything that I'd ever thought about drawing, so I should start again with a pen.
Well, this is only a personal use, but it does help you to make decisions. When you first try it, students go into a little bit of a frantic mode where they think, you know, oh, but I can't if I do it wrong. Well, put
there's
another line.
Piece of
put
paper.
Put another line down. Just keep on moving it. And then the next drawing you'll have less lines because you're making those decisions. And anyway, it doesn't matter if there's several lines. This is all about exploration.
It's all about you and, and your response to it.
Yes.
Experienced lots of different people, lots of different activity on the site today, but so many people often focus on the finds, the tiny objects, the brooches, the pottery, the coins, different things. Are you going to incorporate some of those in your work?
Yes, most certainly, because that's excitement. Everyone gets so excited by what comes up, and it's a great sort of hoard around the finds building when something has come from one of the insulas, because they're the treasures that we're all looking for, all hope we find.
But the other treasures are, of course, what people discover about themselves in this deep search in history and uncovering, literally uncovering and washing the past away to reveal something new, are all the treasures of the human stories.
Absolutely. All those little artefacts that are all part of Roman life, or the Iron Age, where they've got down to that, you know. No, it's just wonderful.
I was at the dig at Silchester with its artist-in-residence Jenny Halstead, my guest on Sounds Like Lunch. You'll be able to see Jenny's work in the book Life on a Dig, which will be published by Two Rivers Press. Sound was by Joe Hutton. I'm Fiona Talkington. I look forward to our next lunch date.